Yo, 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 yo! It's the Raylan Nelson Band.
She almost said Raylo.
I am Raylo. Raylan Nelson. And I am here with JB and Hefe, Preach, and Scout. We are on, what road are we on?
I don't know.
Excuse me, can you speak up a
little I-75.
Bit? We are on I-75 North, and we are headed toward Valdosta, Georgia, for our hotel room. We also have with us a very special guest, which I will introduce to you in a minute. Does anybody else want to say something before we actually officially start? Do we have a read? What are our sponsors today? We need to talk about our sponsors. What are our sponsors tonight? Our sponsors are Swan Brewing.
Lakeland, Florida.
Brewery in Lakeland, Florida.
Dalton Sports Bar and Grill.
It's a great place. I gotta say, if I lived in Jacksonville or Middleburg, I would probably hang out at Dalton's.
I would too.
Yeah, the food was great.
People
were great. They were drunk. It's St. Patrick's Day, so there's that.
Weekend.
I'm not wearing green.
Sponsored by Wawa, which is in between Lakeland.
What is Wawa?
Wawa is a convenience store. It's just fun to say. But it's like Bucky's in Austin.
No.
Don't.
Nothing is like Bucky's. No, come on.
Nothing is like Bucky's.
No, it's like a very big convenience store that makes burgers and Phillies.
This is actually just what we've heard. We don't know this for sure.
Yeah, we didn't actually go to the Wawa.
And I think they have their own Wawa like brand of products as well. Thank you for backing me up, Hefe.
Thank you. Yes, I've been to Wawa's. They're awesome. They're all up in Pennsylvania.
Hefe's the only veteran of the Wawa.
I know the Wawa.
So they're in Pennsylvania.
They're in Florida,
they're
based
obviously.
Out of Pennsylvania, but apparently okay. There's one in Florida.
Well, we passed one, yeah.
With Synchronicity, even.
I have a Wawa pedal. Don't.
I don't know why they don't play the song Wawa.
By George Harrison. Yeah, they should. It's a great song.
George Harrison is my favorite Beatle.
Mine too.
I call him Jorge.
Jorge Harrison.
Jorge Moreno.
God bless you, Jorge. I'm pretty sure he's probably hanging out with my dad right now, because who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be hanging out with George Harrison right now on the other side of things?
My favorite Beatle is the guy who
probably
Tom McCartney when he died.
Finn? Or not Finn. Paul?
No, he's dead. The guy that replaced
Fall.
Him.
Fall replaced him.
Fall?
Yeah, they call him Fall.
Who's
that? His name is Billy Campbell. His name's Billy Campbell. I've gone down the rabbit hole of the conspiracy of the Paul is dead theory. His name's William Campbell or Billy Campbell. They call Paul now Fall. F-A-U-L.
So they think this guy is the one that replaced Paul.
Yeah. In the car crash, because Paul died in a car crash.
Him
and John got into a fight in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you guys,
go ahead.
It's crazy.
Keep going.
So there's also on YouTube, there's a parody of all of it that happened. It's a movie, and guess who does the music in it? Lucas Nelson and Micah Nelson.
Really? Wow.
It's the truth. No bullshit. Check it out. And it's just a parody of the Beatles. They're called something else. 20 minutes long.
I would love to see
totally
that. Is that on YouTube?
That. And I watched, yes, because I got into the Paul is dead conspiracy, went down the rabbit hole, all of them, and then.
So it's crazy that a guy as talented as Paul McCartney would pass away, and then they would find a guy equally as talented.
No, more talented.
Yeah,
and could write even better songs. Like, all the good songs were after. It's funny. But then, like, they literally put up two pictures of Paul, and they start analyzing earlobes and things.
Oh, wow.
But it's Paul when he was 26 and then 33 or something.
Yeah.
So there's clearly...
difference.
Growth.
Yeah.
It just looks like growth.
He's aged. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, there's that. the Nelson Band back, and we have a very special guest tonight. It is Walter Pace.
Thrice divorced.
What?
Thrice divorced.
That's me, number one super fan, Randall Nelson Band.
Walter Pace, I'm so happy you're here with us tonight.
I am so happy to be here. St. Patrick's Day. I'm thrilled. Loving it. Got a green mustache. Sorry about that.
Are you wearing green?
Of course I am. Walter Pace loves green.
He's got green socks with beer on him.
That's right.
Green beer.
Who gave you those socks?
Who gave me these socks?
That's what I asked.
God damn it. The preach didn't give me these socks. He knew I needed some socks, and he knew St. Patrick's Day was coming somehow. How did he know that? Don't know.
You
but I got these
preach.
Socks. I love him so much. God damn.
I love him, too. He's a good bass player.
He is the best. I tell you what. I mean,
the
playing okay.
Here you go. Let me light your smoke.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Walter Pace smokes.
What kind of smokes do you smoke?
Smoke American Spirits.
Yeah.
Because when you're out on the water, fishing, cigarette lasts for a long time, unless it's windy, you know.
That's right, you're a fisherman.
Fishing is my life. I love the fishing.
And you love the bass man.
Love the bass man.
What's your favorite fish to catch?
Well, Walter Pace doesn't play favorites when it comes to fish. Love all the fish. Morning, ladies.
Morning, ladies. Yes. Okay, so you've been traveling with the Raylan Nelson Band lately.
I have.
And I gotta say that I love it so much. You are surely entertaining.
Well, Walter Pace, thanks. Appreciate you saying so.
And also, will you please tell everyone about this trip? We were in, Swan Brewing.
Swan Brewing, Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah.
That's where Publix, the grocery store is from, Publix.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's national headquarters.
That's right. That's what they said.
They don't sell bait there, though.
What was that?
I don't know, it's a little uncomfortable.
How comfortable were you in Lakeland?
In Lakeland?
Yeah.
I was super comfortable.
I loved Lakeland. There was a crane.
There was a crane in the bar after the Raylan Nelson Band rocked it out. Walking around.
Uh-huh.
Kind of creepy. Birds are scary. Walter Pace doesn't like birds. They're freaky.
Swans and cranes. Like a crane that builds buildings or a crane?
No, a crane like the bird that eats the fish
yeah,
the Walter Pace is trying to catch.
We walked into the bar and the bartender ran after it.
I didn't see any of this.
He shooed him out. He was like, oh, bird, gotta get out of here.
I was a little upset about it.
Oh, did you get a feather?
No.
Spread the feather.
He made it go away.
This podcast is brought to you by Scout's Feathers.
Yes.
Spread the feather.
Walter Pace likes the feathers. I got some. I keep them in my tackle box. I won't use them as lures or anything, but probably could. You can make fly fish with lures.
You can do the fish. Or not fish.
I don't think that would work. I think I know what you meant, though.
So.
That's for bigger bait.
In the beer?
Yeah.
They do the feathers because they.
That's right. Bass, for sure. Bass, largemouth, smallmouth, bass.
What was your favorite part of the Raylan Nelson Band show?
Tonight?
Or maybe at Swan Brewing?
Well, every night it's Messages with Preach. It's informative, and he's a good salesman. It's quality products that he's up there pushing. You know, it helps out the band, and that's all Walter Pace cares about. And, you know, I think he does it well. He does it well.
It's creepy how he has his hair over his face.
Well, he's probably shy. That's the way he performs.
Well,
you don't need to see his face. You just need to feel what he is putting out at his bass.
I like when he's playing. He whips his hair back and forth. But
he does that like a stallion.
Everyone loves it.
That's his thing. He's like moving that around. I feel like his neck probably hurts a little bit.
Don't.
the hotel. Get her done. Lay that shit down.
Sorry.
Walter?
Are we back? We good?
We're good.
We're out.
So, did we talk about tonight at all? I know we talked about it with St. Patrick's Day at Dalton's.
We did. There was the booby signing. We talked about that. Some signing of boobies and signing of bottoms.
Booties and bottoms.
Boobies and bottoms were signed by the Raylan Nelson Band.
At Dalton's tonight.
And I think Preach looked away while he signed that woman's bosom.
I don't know. I have it on video. We could probably
He's probably looking away. You know.
It's funny, though, because every one of the Raylan Nelson Band who had to sign a boob or a bottom just touched the marker. You can even see in the video how far away from the skin we were. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it.
Because we don't like to touch bodies in the Raylan Nelson Band.
You can't just ask Preach if he touched somebody because he's in the van.
Preach.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say, how long is this guy going to be riding with us? Because he's kind of making me feel uncomfortable. And I mean, you know,
he's
your
number one fan.
That's weird. And I mean, I'm trying to be quiet because I don't want him to hear me. But I mean, I think y'all are egging him on. I mean, it's like too much. It's too much for me. Oh shit, he's coming back. Hang on, be cool.
You're gonna make him.
Goddamn, I'm back. All right. You go back there, pee in a bottle. Don't pick that one up.
So bad now.
Did you have some questions for me?
This is going well.
Scout.
Third segment is always the best.
Stop on the side of the road like we did beside Bonnaroo and let you pee and get caught.
Okay, do you have some questions for Walter Pace?
I do.
Fire away.
Let me think of one.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, you've got me here in the van in the middle of nowhere on the way to Valdosta, Georgia. Ask me anything you want to know.
Have you ever been to Valdosta, Georgia?
I have been to Valdosta, Georgia many a time. Love it.
Where do you remember about it?
What do I remember about Valdosta, Georgia?
Yeah, what do you remember?
Well, it's near Florida.
And?
What do you remember about Ashley Street Station?
Well, the people there, crazy, wild.
Wild women.
You know, Walter Pace thinks it's, you know, it's a little methy. It's a little, you know, I don't judge. Walter Pace don't judge. Do whatever you want to do. Don't hurt nobody. Be good to everybody. A little methy.
And, do you want to go by the Ashley Street Station tonight, Walter? Do you want Preach to take you and show you what it's like? Preach, will you take Walter?
You know, I'm really tired, and you know, maybe one of y'all could take him. I mean,
take him. It's fine.
If I had a code word, I would say it out loud to this stop.
Walter,
as a matter of fact, Scout, will you please come sit between us? I don't.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Scout's my miss.
I really appreciate this. This guy's really weird. He's making me feel uncomfortable.
He likes you.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, there's a time and a place for this. Well, I mean, he's coming back. Shit.
All right.
Walter, don't feel uncomfortable. Preach doesn't ever want to sit by me either.
Oh, he's just being shy.
He loves our fans. Preach loves our fans.
He loves everybody.
Yeah, it's true. So, sum up, we have had a great trip.
It has been a wonderful trip. The Raylan Nelson Band has been knocking it out of the park all over FLA.
Flaw.
Or flaw, as they call it. I don't know why. Oh, nope. It's
no flaws in flaw.
No. No.
Nope.
No, sir.
Sunshine. Whoa.
Do it.
Yes.
And that's a wrap.